Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Tesvav of Masech Sukkah. Some of the topics we learned about include the following. Further discussion about the use of boards as schach and how they could be acceptable. Using invalid schach together with valid schach to make a valid sukkah. So the key terms and concepts we learned about include Tasav Olem and Asli. You shall make it and not use something which is already made. Those mitzvahs that require an asiyah, something to be made, must be done initially in a way that is valid to fulfill the mitzvah. If the item in question was made in an invalid way and then fixed, it remains pasul, unless we do a new asiyah, a new act of making the sukkah, in our case, a new placement of the schach. Gzeres kalim, the decree against using as schach, something that can be confused with utensils. The rabbis were concerned that people might think smoothed wooden boards are actually utensils susceptible to tumah. If we were allowed to use them as schach, people might assume that other utensils which actually can become tameh are also valid to be used as schach. Paretz ka'imid. The gaps equal the walled portion. On Shabbos, you cannot carry in an unwalled area. If the wall is made from vertical boards that are at least 3 tefachim wide, with a space in between that is the same width as the boards, it is a valid wall according to our papa.